This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth and encouraging the brethren.
Welcome to Minding Your Manners with your host, Rick Popejoy. According to the legendary Emily Post, etiquette is today what it has always been, a code of behavior based upon kindness, consideration, and unselfishness. And by the way, this must never change. Manners are derived from etiquette that should be maintained even in an ever-changing world. Etiquette is the same for everybody, regardless of the stage of life that they are in, regardless of their income, regardless of their age, regardless of their position in business. Good manners are just as important for the youngest child as they are the oldest adult. And by the way, that includes teenagers. But unfortunately, there are a lot of modern teenagers who scoff at rules. And I want to give you a couple of remarks from teenagers that suggest why there is a great difficulty in teenagers minding their manners. One wrote and said, "Reliance on like a strict set of rules is kind of a sign of immaturity, in the sense that you need someone to tell you how to act and that you can't think on your own ways to respect people." Another would write, "It's just your personality and what you do, what you want to do, and the way that you want to do it." Another one wrote and said, "You should be yourself regardless. There should not be a reason for you to act like somebody else wants you to act." Now, these teens, by the way, would be correct if God did not exist and Jesus were not Lord. But seeing that God does exist and that Jesus is Lord, we ought to do what he says, Luke 6 and verse 46. So allow me to remind you that the first and most important rule of good manners is kindness and consideration of others. Now, the source of this rule is not Emily Post, but the Bible. And it is the second most important commandment next to loving God. And it's stated in Matthew 22:39, "Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." Now, the heart of good manners is founded in what we refer to as the golden rule, spoken by Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount. As the conclusion of that sermon, he would say, "Therefore all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets." So let me remind you to keep in mind that good manners is the only way to really enjoy life the way God intended. So this is Rick Popejoy reminding you to mind your manners.